Hello and welcome to Monster Legends. I'm your host, Tanner. In this episode, we'll be talking about the monsters of Alabama. What creepy things have you seen in good old Alabama? Let me know what we got first. What do we have? So what is in Alabama? What things that are in the woods, in the rivers, under your bed? Oh man, it's got that. I'm tired. Kelly. Come to reported by Kelly Kazek on Alabama.com, AL.com. Here are some monsters from Alabama. According to, there's Wolf Woman of Mobile. It's reported in the Press Register to sightings in April 8th, 1971. About 50 phone calls day and night for actually a week. So so about 50 people call them up. When it said it was pretty hairy, no, not pretty hairy, it's pretty unhairy. Top half was like half woman, half wolf. It's like a mermaid wolf. It's like a mermaid, but like a wolf. Reporting this thing, some teen said his dad got chased by it. He just got chased home by it from the marsh. Someone said he escaped from a circus. Could be that one thing. Could be like a mange. Sightings of half wolf, half human creatures report throughout history. Is it like a half? Well, there's Bigfoot. Smith reports sightings of the group's first sighting in last in Anderson in September. He described ways with the trees ranging in a teepee shape. Okay. This rise obviously mentioned the elusive creature in 1971 while in high school in East Central Alabama. I was 15 at the time. Since the year we built in the United States, one or more of the creatures remember the age of 56. He became, as he was at age 14, he said, first most sensible first sighting, and I spent numerous hours in the field investigating sightings reports, he said. So he was says either, okay. So it was half woman, half wolf thing, big, maybe Bigfoot, I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. Alabama white thing spelled THANG, not THING. Reports of the monsters. Oh, this monster reports back to the 1930s. They vary. It's been described as something like a dog to a Bigfoot to a ghost, but two things are constant: the monster's blonde white hair and its scream. It was featured in the legends and lore of Birmingham and Central Alabama by Beverly Crider, George Norris, and Eyewitness. George Norris in the Eyewitness 1940s saw a monster that said it looked like a dog, lion, with white long, and a long slick tail down the end of the long, big old bush of a hair. 1930s, people said it ran on fours and climbed trees, and like white people to get underneath a tree and attack them, I guess. And later on, walked upright and said, about 7 feet tall. People stay there. This thing says, sorry. People say the scream was worse. It'd like loom over you and like scream right in your face. You got the Wampus Cat. And there's a Facebook group for the Alabama White thing too. I'll check it out. I got the Womp's Cat. We're in. It's covered the pet cat smog slaughtered by Amazon 2014. Pepsi sauce with the coyotes, but according to Mobile, Alabama. Pressure issue, Canada's didn't match out with this report. When unnamed, when it's told newspaper, several new evidence have confirmed to the villain creature. Just tall fences and extremely quick. The person said it was like a spectral panther sized beast that forged across America's southeast for centuries, although there are numerous legends with the origins of this cat belong to are most common in Alabama. The first legend comes from an American Indian tradition. A Cherokee woman, suspicious of her husband's trips, dressed in the skin of a mountain lion and followed the hunting party into the woods. She came upon the hunters sitting around a fire and listened to the stories about magic. She hid saints to hear the stories, and they weren't fit. That were fit into women. Men discovered her and cursed her to spend eternity as a half woman, half mountain lion. The second legend is slightly more modern, which not little or at least Belgian. What's Belgian? Gordon McDonald duels minority in North Carolina during World War II. The United States military seen crossbreeding the mountain lions and Great Wolves in rural Alabama and attempt to create a species of kill vicious creatures used as messengers in a war zone. Okay, military battle. Okay, I mean, come across by a cat and a dog and a wolf. And there's the Alabama Metal Man. And, the woman on the end of the field. So, Alabama. For like 4-9 p.m. It says, so called police chief in Foxville at 10 p.m. And October 16th, 1993, he heard some voice of a resident. I am spaceship had landed just outside of town and field. This chief grabs camera and left the police station driving outside. It's like 10 p.m. Oh, there was a monster. Okay. Okay. It was bipedal, crafted metal, and it came towards him. His head and neck were together. He was bright, but just as smooth. It's bright and smooth. He ran about third, at least. Over 35 miles an hour. The metal monster was never seen again. Neither was a ship. Because of being in Alabama. Ooh, that's creepy. What are we? I didn't run so fast. It was like mercury. Okay. So thanks. Well, I hear the story. You know, hugging Molly. Legend claims a phantom woman would appear to children, but only at night. She would squeeze them tightly and scream in their ears. She never harmed them, other than perhaps causing some ringing in their ears. A figure as much as 7 feet tall, wearing dark clothing and a white brimmed hat. Yeah. This version of the story claims the ghost of a woman lost her infant who dealt with tragedy by hugging local children. Another states that Molly was an oppressor at the Borman Southeast Alabama Aquaculture School, who's trying to keep students safe by keeping them off the streets at night. Today, Advil remembers hugging Molly by venturing downtown, stopping to a cafe named for the captain. Hugging Molly's is set in an old pharmacy, complete with a soda fountain, offer sausage, a sandwiches, and Molly fingers. Hugging Molly was located at 129 Kirkland Street, Advil. Wow. Interesting. Creepy, too. We could be screaming my ear for. A serious sightings of the downy booger, a half-human, half-animal, reported in the late 1800s. According to Joyce Ferris, some of the descendants of the downies of Winston County. The tale is part of a family lore. Another descendant, Vera Whitehead, records this issue, which Paris published on the website of Winston County. John and Joe were jostling along on their thoroughbreds, gaily counting the events of the evening, when suddenly a strange-looking creature bearing both the remnants of a human and animal leaped out in front of them. They turned around and again started towards home as they approached the sand bed where this weird creature had appeared. The horses came to an abrupt stop. He galloped them inside, beat them with the bridles, but they would not budge an inch. Finally, they turned around and rode back to the Tittle House, remembering a long route they could take. The others also saw a creature named called the Downy Booger, related to its demise, according to Whitehead. On a moonlit night in early fall, Jim Jackson loaded two horse wagons with barrels of homemade moonshine, and headed for Chemistry and Galway. The mining town, a few miles from his home, glancing over his right shoulder, his eyes fell upon a peculiar-looking creature waltzing on 2 feet behind his wagon. He froze. His first impulse was trying to outrun it. He remembered his gun on the wagon seat. He took a revolver, aimed, and fired twice. It screamed like a woman in distress and went limping away on 3 feet. He sprang quickly. Jim Jackson had shot down the Downy Booger. A posse was born. They come to the forest and only find traces of blood leading from the sand bed to the distant cliff. To this day, this is pretty among the residents of Mercy County. What the Downy Booger was will forever be a mystery. Wow. Okay. A lot of half human, half stuff going on here. You got people screaming your face. Interesting. Okay, so that's something like that. From Alabama. Man-eater was a mythical monster of the South Asian tribes, a huge carnivorous creature that played on humans. His appearance varied greatly from tribe to tribe. In some tribes, man-eater was described as being a bear-like, similar to naked bear monsters of the northern tribes. In others, such as the Creek and Samoan tribes, man-eater was described as a feline monster, similar to a giant mountain lion. In the Alabama and Cusco tribes, many modern people say big man-eater with elephants. Some folklorists believe the legend of Man-Eater may have been inspired by mammoth or mastodon fossils. You can visit our stiff-legged bear site to read some opinions about that. Some stories. Although the monster's name is translated as cannibal or big cannibal, in some texts, that is a slight error in translation. Native American names for this monster silly means simply man-eater. The creature is not human or humanoid in any way, in any story that we know of, but it's always a giant four-legged animal. That's a Tosi too. A Tosi is spelled A-T-O-C-I. The Tosi are the little people of Alabama and Kasati. Folklore. They have peculiar powers. Things that are small and easy to human, large are difficult to them. Things that are large and difficult to humans are small and easy to them. About episodes and to give us suggestions, you can follow on Twitter at Monster Legends P, and you can join the Facebook group at Monster Legends Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.